Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, April 13th, 2020. It's Memorization Monday, with our topic and theme being how God loves a cheerful giver. And in light of the great Resurrection Sunday music yesterday that was scheduled, especially if you got to tune in to 89.3 FM, I trust you were blessed by the great lyrics and choruses, all reminding us of the fact that our King of Kings and Lord of Lords has risen from the dead. He reigns today. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding on our behalf. He'll return someday, and even now is preparing a place for us for all eternity. Hallelujah. Well, I couldn't just end all that great music yesterday. So before we get into our special reading and look at 2 Corinthians 9:17, let's hear from the Franklins. Calvary came through once again.
Through days of hurt and pain, my heart cried, all is vain. I've lost all my will to live.
Too many times I tried, too many times I failed, and it only brought tears and shame.
Then I saw that old cross.
What a powerful and hope-filled song. Calvary certainly came through once again, as God had that divine plan to send His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on that cross for your sin, for my sin, to accomplish that redemptive work so that we can have a relationship with Him. We can't earn our way into heaven. We could never do enough. But this free gift that He offers through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ makes a way for us, and we can live in that knowledge that we can be friends with God, we can know Him, and through the Lord Jesus Christ we can live victoriously, empowered by the Holy Spirit that'll live and abide in us as we've asked Jesus into our hearts. And so what a great song of that victory, that the tomb couldn't hold Him, and that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lives today, reigns and rules, and will return. Wow, I hope your Easter Sunday was filled with worship, maybe discovery or insight, or valuing God in new ways, as you probably didn't get to see your pastor in person. In fact, I think Bible Baptists in Champaign, they held their church service in the parking lot. Everyone remained in their cars. Jim Gunther sent me a little post, but the pastor was on the roof of the church with his wife, and I guess he preached a flawless message, meaning he just had no notes, and Jim said it was unbelievable. He just began and talked and shared and preached, no stammering, no ums. Jim said it was one of the best messages he's heard in years, but hopefully your pastor delivered a God-honoring message that reminded all of us that Jesus is alive, He's not in the tomb, He rose from the dead, He reigns today, He desires to be engaged in all of our lives, He loves us, He shows us the way to the Father, and He's all about working that redemptive plan so that we can share eternity with a loving God who created you and cares for you. Hopefully that message was delivered yesterday, whether you watched it on TV, heard it through Facebook Live, or some Zoom conferencing, or some of the creative methods that pastors are using to get their message out. What a great season. What a great time to be alive, sharing the good news message of Jesus. May we all be faithful in doing that in the coming days. Our Memorization Monday verse for this week is 2 Corinthians 9:7. It says, "Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." And giving isn't just financial, it's being a steward of the various things that God has entrusted to us. This includes managing our earthly possessions and monetary gifts, but it also includes tending to relationships we have and caring for the world around us. As you know, many churches in the fall oftentimes have stewardship campaigns which center around the theme of gratitude and giving. It's a time to talk about stewardship and about God's abundant blessing and how we can be good stewards of the gifts He's entrusted to us. Oftentimes it culminates in a commitment Sunday or a time to make a pledge of time, gifts, and financial contributions to the church work. Or for that matter, many ministries in the fall, including ours, kind of revs up our engines, encouraging you to give during that Thanksgiving season, into the Christmas holidays, and then the year-end gifts that so many nonprofits rely on. But it's important to recognize that stewardship is not just about financial giving, but how we give ourselves to God's work and commit our lives to His service and use the gifts that He's blessed us with to assist and help others around us. Christian giving is a responsive act. It represents gratitude to God. It's a symbol of self-giving. Therefore, giving is not a once-for-all event, but it should be a regular part of our lives. It's a spiritual discipline that reminds us who we are and whose we are. So before we hear what Robert J. Morgan has to say from his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, and we're focusing on 2 Corinthians 9:7 this week, "Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." And so before I share a reading with you, let's hear from Steve Green, "Find Us Faithful," as we all are those pilgrims on a journey on the narrow road. and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary. Their lives are a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lend them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Here's Steve Green.
We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary. Their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
With Steve Green, Find Us Faithful, and I felt a real appropriate song as we talk about being faithful in our stewardship of the resources God's entrusted to us, whether it's financial or time, talents and treasures and abilities, things that we can do for others. May we use them to further kingdom causes, bless our neighbors, provide for our family, and be cheerful when we do it. Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians 9:7, which says, "Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Here's what Robert J. Morgan, from his book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, has to say about this verse. "Since money is all pervasive in our lives, it seems only right to devote at least one of our memory verses to the subject of giving. The greatest stewardship chapters in the Bible are 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. In 2 Corinthians 9:7, these two chapters are reduced to their key principles. 1. Each one should give faithfully. The New King James Version says, "So let each one give." We can take the words "each one" literally. Every Christian. I believe even children should tithe. Childhood is when we learn healthy patterns of living, and what's healthier than giving? An allowance is the first opportunity in a person's life to discover the blessing of giving. If every child in every Christian home learned that the first dime of every dollar belonged to the Lord, God's work on earth would never be underfunded. 2. Each one should give thoughtfully, as he has decided in his heart. It's all right to give impulsively, but Christian stewardship involves planned, consistent, thoughtful patterns of giving. J.L. Kraft, who founded Kraft Foods, said, quote, "The only investments I have ever made which have paid constantly increasing dividends is the money I have given to the Lord." End of quote. 3. Each one should give freely, not out of regret or necessity. We don't give because we're compelled to. We're excited about the privilege and blessing of it. 4. Give cheerfully. This verse tells us that God loves cheerful givers, which is a remarkable phrase. I can't think of another time in the Bible when a similar phrase occurs. We see lots of references to God's love, but I can't recall another attitude or activity in life that's commanded in this way. The Bible seems to be saying that God is excited about us when we are excited about giving. And that leads to the wonderful promise in the next verse. "And God is able to make every grace overflow to you, so that in every way, always have everything you need, you may excel in every good work." And then Robert J. Morgan goes on to write, "In the book Tortured for Christ, Richard Wurmbrand tells of being in and out of communist prisons because of his faith in Christ. The principle of tithing was so internalized in his heart and those of his fellow prisoners that when they received a slice of bread a week and dirty soup every day, they faithfully tithed from it. Every 10th day they gave their soup to weaker brothers, and every 10th week they took their slice of bread and gave it to fellow prisoners in Jesus' name." And then this chapter is closed out with a quote by Charles Spurgeon. "Earn all you can, save all you can, and then give all you can. Never try to save out of God's cause. Such money will carry the rest. Giving to God is no loss. It is putting your substance into the best bank." Charles H. Spurgeon. Let's review 2 Corinthians 9:7 again. "Each man," and the each man or woman, each person, "should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." 2 Corinthians 9:7. A good verse for us to memorize, to wrestle with, to think about, to put into practice. And I'll close out with a portion of Henry Smith's "Give Thanks," and may we have grateful hearts this week, responsive to various needs that we may encounter, praying up how God would use us to bring hope, healing, and provision to those around us. Oh, let me also mention, tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm trying to find audio from 4 or 5 years ago when we celebrated our 20th anniversary that gives some of the story of our historic first broadcast, which was April 7th of 1996. And so we may visit a couple old programs as we celebrate entering our 25th year of ministering through WGNN 102.5 FM and how we launched this radio ministry 25 years ago. It's incredible. So be sure to join us tomorrow and Wednesday as I hope to share some of that story with you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.